Hey, love. Welcome to Divine Alignment, the podcast. This is a space where we bridge the gap between your soul and your human, and we speak pure magic.
It seems like I have a lot to say today, so I'm going to share a couple of things here. One of the things that I have been thinking about is, in my life, I've always been the beacon of truth. I've always been the mirror, especially the reflector. Everywhere that I go, I become the mirror for people to see potentiality, but also to see what holds them back. And in my earlier years of teenager and even, you know, when I was young, I was always this reminder of truth that people were not ready to see. And that was really hard because there were a lot of projections towards me. And nowadays, what that is that is the gift that people pay me for, you know? And what I want to share with this is, throughout my life, I had to learn not only to see and understand and experience what it is to be that beacon of truth, but also to grow in the experience of how it works, what that means, and what is my role within it. So a lot of the times, our gifts are those things that have always been within us, that we've always brought to the table, but that perhaps have not been those things that have been always welcomed or received or, you know, in the easiest way shared, because we were in training of what that meant for us, you know? So what I want to say with this is one of the reasons why a lot of the times we can hold back on sharing our truth, because maybe in the past we haven't been necessarily received for it. So then we decide to mold ourselves into an identity that fits better for other people, that pleases other people. And at the end of the day, my work with my clients is to bring us back to our original gift, into our most authentic expression of self, because that's what we get paid for. Because that's not only that this is about the money, but this is what our gold is. This is where the gold of our unique soul mission and our service to the world is. So anyway, that's one piece that I wanted to share with all of you. So the question is, within my gifts and what I innately bring to the table, how am I, or how much am I allowing myself to operate within that? That's where ease is. That's where we get the most benefit from, meaning we get fulfilled by sharing ourselves in that way. And then our clients get also the most benefit from, and also the more abundance, because we are operating in our highest alignment. Another thing that I wanted to share today was around something that I share on Instagram also, which is the subconscious work of understanding what is holding us back when it comes to the next level. So a lot of the times we can ask ourselves, like, why are things not happening? Like, I really, really, really want this thing and it's really not happening. Like, I continue to get the same results, quote unquote, and be on the same level. So what is it? And the shadow work that I do often with my clients is to bring up the understanding of what is the shadow that wants to come through the light. Meaning, what are the things that you want to change? What are the things that you say and feel ready for? What is the new level in your business? What is the new level with your clients? What is the new level of income? What are the things that you desire? And once you're clear with that, asking yourself, how am I benefiting from not achieving those right now? How am I in this moment benefiting from not being at that next level yet? And those are the pieces that are the subconscious work that holds us back, because we are the most powerful source of creation. And if there is a subconscious belief within me that believes that it doesn't serve me to get to the next level, I will block myself to go from the next level. Because I desire to get to the next level in a way that actually serves me. And for one or other reason, we perhaps have been taught that getting to that next level will cost us something or will be painful or whatever it is. So that's the work of accessing what we desire with ease, is going within, having awareness and self-awareness of understanding why are we afraid of that next level and why are we blocking that next level, so that then we know what to do, how to move, and how to access that next level with ease. And that's a lot of the channeling that I do with my clients when we work, you know, privately together, understanding their subconscious so that then they know how to move towards their desires with ease. Hey love, if you love that riff, that was part of the daily riffs that I do inside of our free Telegram community that is full of over 200 incredible, incredible, incredible humans. If you want to be part of it, I will leave the link on the show notes so you can access those riffs even before they come onto the podcast. All right, I'll see you on the next episode. Much love.